Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, this week, guys, we're going to be talking about wealth, and specifically in that, debt. Oh, I know. So for your spiritual kickoff, I'm going to give you a verse that really, it just tells the truth, okay? It's Proverbs 22:7, and many of you may already know it, but it says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." That is an impactful verse, guys. Debt is a major problem in this world. Bottom line. You know, I do a lot of coaching with a lot of people, and the number one issue that they all are facing is how to manage debt. How did it get out of it? How did I get in it? Don't even get me started on student loan debt. That's a whole nother topic we should be talking about. But as a lion that is leading your family, that is trying to be the man you are predestined to be, debt is something you need to take a hold of, wrestle it to the ground, and get it out your life, period. So this week, we have back with us my buddy Adam Sheets, and we sit down and we talk about debt, and we have a pretty good conversation unpacking both of our journeys to get out of debt. Now, Adam talked about some phenomenal tips, some things he did that he implored in his life to get out of debt. His journey was different than mine. And you know what? Yours is different than ours. And that's okay. But you know what? When you reach that, when you finally get out of debt and you have that freedom, there's no feeling like it. So that's why Adam and I wanted to talk about this topic, because it's so important. We have a lot of tips. We have a lot of encouragement. We have a lot of tools that we talk about, okay? Because it takes a community to actually really embrace getting out of debt and being debt free. You know, you got to be a little bit weird. You got to be a little bit different. You know, you have to understand that, you know, you're not thinking like the world thinks. Because we're not keeping up with the Joneses, because we realize the Joneses are broke, right? And that's fine. You need to understand contentment and understanding where you are in life and being happy with that and not always trying to get the next best thing, right? If you're just starting out in your marriage and you think you deserve the same size house that your parents have, well, you probably have a misalignment in values, okay? And so many people get in trouble with debt, and it's a slippery slope. And it's not, a lot of times you do it with good intentions. But what Adam and I are going to talk about, I really try to give you ways to think up through, do I really need to take this step? Is it the right thing for me and my family or not? So Proverbs tells us right there, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave of the lender. Now, when you think about slavery, does not paint a pretty picture for anyone, right? That's nowhere you want to be. And that's some pretty direct words that the Bible is giving us. But it's giving us those words for a reason. It wants us to be afraid of it. Really. You need to be afraid of it. Run from it. You know what? Generations ago, debt was viewed as a sin. It really was. Nobody wanted to go in debt. You know, you worked, you earned, you paid. You know, this thought of borrowing, you know, that's a relatively new concept. So if you want to live a biblical life, a godly life, and lead your family the way that God's telling us to lead them, you really need to take this on directly and make a decision. How are you going to get out of debt? Now, that's not easy. It's not easy. So I don't want to paint a pretty picture. This is just cupcakes and butterflies here, boys. This is not. I get it. It's work. It's sacrifice. It's commitment. But if you get aligned with your wife and really understand where you're trying to go, you can do this. I've helped people, seen people with six figures of debt knock it out. It doesn't happen by mistake, though. It takes a plan. It takes intentionality. It takes intensity. But at the end of it, it is something you can accomplish. I believe in you guys. And you're here to align within us for a reason, because you believe in yourself too. You just need some encouragement. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you that little kick in the pants that you need to get going. So remember that verse. Now, the question of the week, I want you to think about this, fellas. Are you lying enough to make the changes now, right now, that will free your family from the bondage of debt in the future? Because with the changes you make today, you can draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? Whatever day I'm listening to this podcast, I am turning my back on debt. I am not going to do it anymore. I'm going to get out and change my family forever. Today could be the day, boys. Get on board with it. Let's do it. You know what? Change it. And the only person who can take the lead and lead their family to do it is you. I know that's a big responsibility. But you know what? You can do it. Why? Because you're predestined. God has given you the strength. You have the ability. You just need to unleash it. So remember that. The rich rules over the poor. The borrower, slave of the lender. We're going to break free. We are not going to be in bondage. And we're going to lead our families the way that God wants us to. Now, guys, if you're liking this, share it. I'm telling you, text three buddies right now about the lion within us. How we're helping you. How we're challenging your thinking. You know, iron sharpens iron. It's not easy. It's rough. So I know some of this stuff is head on the nose. I get it. But trust me, it will make us better. Go to thelionwithin.us. Check us out. Check out our resources, our Bible study, all of our information there to help you lead your family. Join our email list so we can contact you. We can reach out to you. We can give you more inspiration. We're there for you guys. We can help you. Give us that 5-star rating. Write a 1 or 2 sentence review. That helps big time. And guys, this is a big week. We're going to tackle debt, the topic of debt, head on. Now get ready to unleash the lion within. All right, guys, are you looking for something fun to do for a date night? I got it for you. And you're going to thank me forever. It's called the Sexploration List. It's going to open up a fun conversation to come together on the topic of sex. So to get your copy of the Sexploration List, we partnered with Uncovering Intimacy, and they have many more resources that are going to help you and your spouse come together, have a great conversation, and grow your sex life together. And we know at the Lion Within Us, to be a lion, to be the leader, you need a strong marriage. And that part of that strong marriage is a strong sex life. So guys, go to thelionwithin.us/sex, use the coupon code LION at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your orders store-wide. So that's thelionwithin.us/sex, coupon code LION. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.